One of the most popular sources of information on the nation's past is the historical documentary. Our guest commentator this week, Kathleen McDonough, gives us a director's take on making those videos. What is the director's goal, and what do they do to engage their audience? McDonough, an award-winning documentary filmmaker, teaches at the State University of New York at Fredonia.
A goal of historical documentaries is to engage the viewer emotionally with the characters in the story. One way to create this emotional bond is to make the viewer feel an affinity for the subjects of the film. In my documentary, A World Inscribed, about how medieval manuscripts were produced, I tried to make these mostly anonymous artists come alive by stressing similarities between their lives and ours. For example, in the margins of the manuscripts themselves, I found complaints from the scribes about how boring the text was or how their hands hurt. One scribe sounded just like a clock watcher in a modern office when he wrote, "Thank God it will soon be dark." In another example, using quotes from primary sources, I directed the actor to reveal the possible motive behind the words. Here's a segment about how few people were literate in the early Middle Ages.
Few people, other than churchmen and those trained in church schools, knew how to read and write. Charlemagne, king of the Franks, who was crowned Holy Roman Emperor in 800 AD, tried to learn to write. His friend and biographer Einhard revealed,
"He used to keep writing tablets and notebooks under the pillows of his bed so that he could try his hand at forming letters during his leisure moments. But although he tried very hard, he had begun too late in life, and he made little progress."
I directed the actor performing Einhard to sound smug and condescending in order to stress the contrast between Charlemagne's exalted political position and his lack of scholarly achievement. Einhard may not have been the Holy Roman Emperor, but at least he could write. Another way I tried to create a bond with the viewer was to reveal the personalities of the scribes through camera moves. A segment is built around two self-portraits, one by a monk named Eadwine and the other by a monk named Hugo. The first drawing of Eadwine writing at a desk takes up an entire page of the manuscript. In small letters around the portrait is the inscription, "I am the Prince of Scribes, and my fame shall live forever." I start the shot at his feet and slowly tilt up to his head. The camera move reinforces Eadwine's arrogance. His ego is so large, it doesn't fit in the frame. Hugo's portrait is small and surrounded by text. Here I start with a wide shot of the page and then zoom into the drawing. This movement emphasizes how self-effacing this portrait is compared to the one of Eadwine. The camera moves bring out the individuality of each scribe and help create a sense of recognition with the audience. These are some of the ways I tried to make people from a distant past come to life.
You've been listening to Kathleen McDonough, an award-winning documentary filmmaker whose current video project is on the bicycle craze of the late 19th century.